Little Monster. Written by Sue Brerant. Illustrated by Eloise O'Donoghue. Translated by Clara Criado Escriva. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Lorraine Ansell. Don't forget to download your audiobook at onethirdstories.com/monster. Percy and Mary lived with their baby sister, parents and grandparents, in a very big, very old house. It was so big and so old that the neighbours didn't like walking past it at night time or during the daytime. One night, Percy and Mary watched their parents get ready for the opera.
"Grandpa and Grandma are coming with us," said Mum. "So you two will be looking after Baby.
Remember to give Baby her dinner,"
said Dad.
"She likes Baby mash."
"No problem," said Mary.
In the dining room, Grandpa put Baby in her high chair.
"You'll eat your dinner, won't you, Baby?"
said Grandma.
"You won't cause a fuss, will you, Baby?"
said Grandpa. Baby gurgled happily.
"Baby doesn't talk yet, Grandpa," said Percy.
"She still understands what we're saying,"
said Grandma.
"Does she?"
said Mary doubtfully. The adults put on their coats.
"Good night, children,"
they said.
"Be good."
Percy and Mary waved goodbye and closed the door.
"Let's give Baby her dinner now," said Percy. "Then we can play a game."
"I'll put the baby mash in the azul bowl," said Mary.
"Let's get Baby's amarillo bib,"
said Percy. When Mary and Percy returned with her dinner, they found Baby sitting at the long dining table.
"Don't bother with the bib," said Baby,
tucking a blanco napkin into her baby grow. Percy's mouth fell open in amazement. Mary was so shocked that she dropped Baby's azul bowl of mash. Baby looked at the food splattered on the floor.
"I don't like mash anyway," she said.
"You can talk," said Percy and Mary.
"Of course," said Baby. "Now bring me something yummy to eat. I'm hungry."
In the kitchen, the children began to cook Baby a new dinner.
"What do babies eat when they don't like baby mash?" asked Mary.
"A jelly with un yellow cheese, dos purple potatoes and tres green peas," replied Percy.
When the children had finished cooking, they proudly took Baby her dinner.
"A chili with un queso amarillo, dos patatas moradas y tres guisantes verdes,"
said Baby, screwing up her nose.
"You call that dinner?"
Percy and Mary nodded.
"I don't like el queso amarillo. No me gustan las patatas moradas. No me gustan los guisantes verdes," yelled Baby. "Me gustan paintings."
She pointed to a priceless painting hanging on the wall.
"Bring that to me."
Mary brought the painting over to Baby. She took a huge bite out of it.
"Now, make me something else to comer,"
ordered Baby, her mouth full.
"I'm hungry."
The children began to cocinar Baby a second dinner.
"Let's make pasta," said Percy.
with 4 orange fish and 5 red tomatoes, said Mary.
Is this a joke?
Shrieked Baby when the children brought in her freshly cooked dinner.
Pasta with 4 pescados naranjas
and 5 tomates rojos, said Mary.
No me gusta la pasta, no me gustan los tomates rojos, no me gustan los pescados naranjas,
yelled Baby.
Mr. Tiddles likes pescados,
said Percy as the family cat jumped up on the table to sniff Baby's dinner.
Me gusta cat served with a naranja sauce, said Baby. Bring Mr. Tiddles to me.
Oh, Baby, you can't, said Percy.
I'll just gnaw on his tail while you make something else to comer,
said Baby, her mouth full of fur.
Tengo hambre.
Mary and Percy scurried back into the kitchen. Then they brought out Sace ham sandwiches.
I don't want Sace sandwiches de jamón. I want spider sandwiches, screamed Baby.
Then the children tried 7 pink sweets.
I don't want 7 caramelos rosas. I want candles,
shouted Baby. Then Mary suggested 8 white ice creams.
I don't want 8 helados blancos. I want cobwebs,
growled Baby.
Make me something else to comer. Tengo hambre.
So the children began to cocinar yet another dinner.
What about 9 little cakes?
Said Mary.
Good idea,
said Percy.
9 pastelitos made with 10 brown eggs. It's worth a try.
But Percy was wrong. It wasn't worth a try. When Baby saw the cakes, she opened her mouth and screamed.
No, no, no! No me gustan los pastelitos!
But they're made with 10 huevos marrones, said Mary.
No me gustan los huevos marrones, said Baby. Me gustan old grandfather clocks.
Percy and Mary watched as Baby got down from the table, waddled across the carpet, and took a huge bite out of the grandfather clock.
I'll just have to show you how to cocinar,
Baby said, spitting wood chips everywhere. Baby marched into the kitchen, Mary and Percy close behind her. Then she began to tell them what to do. Baby's recipe.
You'll need un queso amarillo, 2 patatas moradas, 3 guisantes verdes, 4 pescados naranjas, 5 tomates rojos, 6 sándwiches de jamón, 7 caramelos rosas, 8 helados blancos, 9 pastelitos, y 10 huevos marrones. Now put everything into a bowl and mix it all together, said Baby.
Percy and Mary did as they were told. When they'd finished, they looked into the bowl and then looked at each other.
It's Baby Mash,
they yelled angrily.
Oh,
said Baby, eating it up.
Is it?
When she had finished eating, Baby yawned.
I think I'm ready for bed.
And, just like that, she was fast asleep. Mary and Percy sighed with relief. They put Baby in her cot, then went downstairs to tidy up. Mary patched up the bites in the priceless painting. Percy fixed the crunch in the old grandfather clock. And together they tied a ribbon around Mr. Tiddle's sore tail. And when they'd finished, the exhausted Percy and Mary went straight to bed. Later that night, Mum and Dad and Grandpa and Grandma got home from the opera.
"Oh, dear,"
said Mum, looking around the dining room.
"Do you see what I see?"
"I see un queso amarillo, dos patatas moradas, tres guisantes verdes, cuatro pescados naranjas y cinco tomates rojos,"
said Grandma, nibbling on the priceless painting.
"And I see seis sandwiches de jamón, siete caramelos rosas, ocho helados blancos, nueve pastelitos y diez huevos marrones,"
said Grandpa, gnawing on the grandfather clock.
"And I see that Baby takes after your side of the family,"
Mum said to Dad as he munched on a chair leg.
"Sorry,"
said Dad.
"Tengo hambre."
Glossary. Amarillo, yellow. Azul, blue. Blanco, white. Caramelo, sweet. Cinco, five. Cocinar, to cook. Comer, to eat. Cuatro, four. Diez, ten. Dos, two. Guisante, pea. Helado, ice cream. Huevo, egg. Jamón, ham. Marrón, brown. Me gusta, I like. Just one thing. Me gustan, I like. More than one. Morado, purple. Naranja, orange. No, no. No me gusta, I don't like. Just one thing. No me gustan, I don't like. More than one. Nueve, nine. Ocho, eight. Pasta, pasta. Pastelito, cake. Patata, potato. Pescado, fish. Queso, cheese. Rojo, red. Rosa, pink. Sandwich, sandwich. Seis, six. Siete, seven. Tengo hambre, I'm hungry. Tomate, tomato. Tres, three. Un, one. Verde, green. E. And. Don't forget to download your audiobook at onethirdstories.com/monster. Now on to the fun activity book. This exercise is called Family Feast. The family are planning a big feast. Skip to the end of the audiobook and listen to each family member say which foods they like and which foods they don't like. Write the name of the food they are talking about in the speech bubble in Spanish. You have a word bank with all the different food. Mary. A mí me gusta los pescados naranjas. A mí no me gusta los quesos. A mí me gustan los guisantes verdes. A mí no me gustan
los tomates rojos.
A mí me gustan los pastelitos.
A mí no me gustan los huevos.
A mí me gustan los pescados naranjas. A mí no me gustan los caramelos.